From the Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Well, good morning. It is Open Phone Friday. How you doing? Really? No kidding. I'll be darned. Well, shut my mouth. Love to talk to you this morning and tell us about yourself, who you are, what you are, where you're going. Just a little bit about yourself, and everybody can get to know some of the people that are listening with them, a community experience we have. Here every morning, 9 to 11 o'clock on OneRadioNetwork.com. We're based out of Dripping Springs, Texas, which is about an hour west of Austin, Texas. We have bumper stickers around here. Dripping Springs, just west of Weird. It's funny they call. There's bumper stickers and a movement in Austin, Keep Austin Weird. I never thought it was weird. But back in the day when I first came to Austin, well, even earlier, in the 60s, 70s, I mean, it was a mecca, a hippie, cool kind of, yeah. University of Texas, kind of like an, would it be a Berkeley? There's a place in Wisconsin. What's a place in Wisconsin that's like that? Madison? Yeah, Madison. There's a city up in Michigan, similar kind of a culture. Of course, Boulder, Colorado, Asheville, North Carolina, a few of them around the country. Of course, Berkeley was the bomb, the big one that started it all. You know, more of a hippie kind of an attitude of, yeah, wacky tobacco and natural food stores and stuff like that. And, you know, fun stuff, acupuncturist and things like that. Well, Austin has been like that since early on. And when I came to Austin to go to work for radio station KLBJ in the 83, it was still pretty kind of down home and hippie-ish, and you could get around pretty easy. And it's still, I mean, it's a great town now, but it's, you can't move. That's the problem. Yeah, you just can't move. It's, anytime during the day, rush hour, just can't move. It's a shame, and I don't know what they're going to do. There's nowhere to go but up. I need somebody to invent an up thing. Well, we have open phones every Friday here on OneRadioNetwork.com. So you're invited just to call in and tell us about yourself, any ideas you want to talk about, some past guests. We can also talk about a particular health concern that you have. I'm not a medical dude. I'm not a medical dude or a medical dudette or anything like that, or have any training in this. But I've talked to thousands of people around the country, and I might be able to give you some ideas on which way to go from wherever you are. In other words, that next step, and that's all that really counts, the next step, and then the others will unfold as you take step one, two, three, baby steps. We often are looking for the big step, the big silver bullet. Here comes Doodle. It generally doesn't happen like that. Generally, we have to go through, you know, a little winding, the long and winding road, say the Beatles, but that's just the way life is. So we learn lessons along the way and learn how to be responsible for our health and take care of ourselves. And it's pretty cool. That's the way it works. So anyway, phone number is 888-663-6386. 888-663-6386. First time callers. We have a really fun tie-dye t-shirt. I'll give you a couple of them from Scott and Melissa and Monica. And they're traveling around the country. I got a doodle seeing something across there. Hold on. Oh, hey, it's okay. It's just a deer. Doodle, you've seen deer before. Come here, sweetie. Come over here. Doodle, hey, come here. I'm up here on the high above the kitchen. I have a studio up here, and she has all these windows and looks out over the landscape. And we don't have a lot of houses around here, just a lot of woods. And she sees deer and says, oh, I'm going to bark at them and protect you, Patrick. Well, they won't bite, sweetie. They just don't bite. See, they just walk around and they don't bite. Not long ago, I saw a whole family of turkeys walking across the valley. It was really cool. And it's so interesting the way they were doing it. It was dad all the way to the kids. I mean, they were right in the line with the biggest turkey out front. And then mom, and then you could see the little babies, six or seven of them. And they're just walking. They just walk right through. Haven't seen the turkeys for a while out here. So the train of thought I was on just left, you know, just leaves. Pew, it'll come back. So anyway, we have Scott and Melissa. I told you to come back. Scott and Monica, they made the tie-dye t-shirts for us, and they're out traveling around, sent a picture, so they're doing good. They said hi to everybody, and we have great t-shirts if you're a first-time caller to our radio show here this morning. 888-663-6386, the email. Get my emails a lot, often during the day, so I'm always in touch with you. Patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. You spell it out, Patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. I actually think it works if you use the numeral one too, but I don't want to confuse things. In my opinion, we have different things that come up in our life so we can learn lessons about why we're here and who we are and what we're all about. Alfie, that's been my experience, that I have things come up, and then there's an opportunity to learn from them and say, oh, yeah, that's interesting. Maybe I don't need to do that anymore, or whatever. And or also often when we have a dogmatic or absolute opinion about something, Spirit will show us that maybe that's not the best thing to do. Not that that particular opinion is necessarily wrong, but in my opinion, what's going on is then we get a strong opinion about something, anything, even if it's accurate, it generally is a bit of a roadblock into seeing more what's really going on and spiritual growth, which I would define as becoming more aware of what is the truth. Because when we get for or against something, then we're out of it. We're dealing out of the ego, out of the mind, which is not the avenue to more awareness. We're just lost in the matrix, so to speak. That makes sense. So, 3-4 months ago, my golden doodle lying next to me here, Doodle, she just started scratching, and she's gone through scratching before every now and again in the summertime. Sometimes a few fleas, and you do some natural remedies. We have some cedar oil and stuff like that, and she always does pretty well with it. But being out in the country with a doggy door and no boundaries, I mean, she gets in a lot of stuff and runs around, and so do I. So there's bugs, you know. But this issue was different. It just didn't want to go away. You've probably heard me talking about it. And so over the past, I guess, I don't know when it started. It's been so long. And just tried a lot of different things. You can imagine all the resources I have available to me because of the show. And I'm a pretty good, let's go surfing on the web looking at stuff. And different shampoos, homemade shampoos, vinegar, oatmeal. I mean, just a lot of stuff, just over and over. Different things internally, colloidal silver, doing all kinds of things. And every now and then you'd see something that you think, oh yeah, well, this is good. But it only lasted about a day, right? And then boom, it only lasted about a day. Day or two or three, then it would just go by the wayside. So, finally, a good friend of mine who lives in Dripping Springs, she said, well, there's probably just some bug that you can't see. And it was interesting because I have these little lights, and they're really nice. We have them in our store, and you plug them in, and they have this sticky paper, and they're very kind of discreet. You could put them in some dark spots, just so the, and if you ever get things flying around, especially fleas in the summer, if you live out in the country or in the rural area, or you know, a lot of times cities have them too, of course. And these little fleas at night just go in there and they just pop right in there and just poof, catch them all. So I was getting these really, really small things. There weren't fleas. There was a lot of them, though. Just like covered this sticky paper about 6 inches long and 4 inches wide. Just covered it. It's like, what are these? So finally, it took me a long time because we assume things. And when we assume things, well, then we miss the picture. So all the time I was assuming that it was this or that, or, well, I was still trying to find my way for. But anyway, so my friend said, well, maybe there's just some chigger or some mite or something, and you should just go to the vet. The doctor? No, not the doctor. I can't go to the doctor. How many times have people come on the show and say, stay away from doctors? So what I'm getting at is this point where I had an opinion about going to a traditional vet that was kind of in there, and it'll just keep you from doing stuff, right? Strong opinion about something. So I went to this fella. He was really cool, and he was classic country doc, and he was a new one. The fellow I did go to every now and then, like Doodle Cutter Ear one time, when I had a cat that got in a fight, just smashed her whole face, terrible. Had to send her on her way to heaven. Really sweet guy, but he retired. So somebody picked up his place and bought his business, and classic kind of a country vet, grain at the temples, blue jeans, and just really cool, just really great. So I take Doodle in there, and I take the baggie full of these little bugs, and he's looking at them in a little microscope, and said, no, these bugs are not, these are little beetles, they're nothing. They don't bite people. And I wasn't getting bitten by anything, so if there's that many things in here, I didn't know, because I've got chiggers every now and then. So he starts looking around on her, and he's scratching, I mean, he's putting her hair and microscope, and he said she's got a staph infection, a classic staph infection. He showed me little pimples that's a staph. And he said then they start itching that, and then that makes it worse, and then they bite on that, and which is what she was doing. So he said, I could send you to and he said she's probably allergic to something, you know, in the air. We've had a lot of rain. There's all kinds of strange new fauna and weeds and stuff that are flying around here. And he said she's probably, you know, picked up an allergy to something, and that also initiates the scratching and makes it a worse, kind of a double-decker problem, and why she's itching so much. And I mean, a lot. And just to break my heart to watch her, I just kept asking Spirit, okay, what is this? What is this? What is it? Took a long while before I saw. So he said, I could send you to a dermatologist and you'd spend thousands of dollars to try to figure out what she's allergic to and then take shots. And he said, don't do that. He said, I've done that in the past with people and they come back 2 months later, 3 months later, said, no, this is not working. Now it's crazy. I mean, to try to figure out exactly what little pollen or something and protect them from it with steroids, and that doesn't work. So I talked to him about the immune system on dogs, and I said, you know, she's getting grass-fed meat and all these great things, and why wouldn't her immune system be strong enough to... He said, it really doesn't work that way like it does in people. It's just different. It's just different. So that was good information. So he told me about it. He said, we could just do some antibiotics for 10 days. Can also give you a little drug here. Boy, that was an alarm bell for me, drug, to settle down the itching for about 10 days. And she'll be fine. Here's some shampoo. Do this two or three times, and that'll get the staph on the skin, and she'll be fine. And so, you know, I asked him about the little fine print, you know, and the conditions, or what do they call those? You know, the little fine print, adverse conditions, or and he said she'll do fine. You can give her some probiotics. He was on top of it. You know, for the carpet bombing antibiotic, he said, you really need to do an antibiotic. Yeah, you just won't kick this thing. It's like pneumonia when you have people, sometimes antibiotics are just, you know, called for. And then I asked him about this other thing. He said, I just guarantee you there's nothing in here. I would give my dog this, and I'm very careful like you are. He said, don't worry about it. She'll be fine. So I did. I got that stuff. And I mean, within probably two doses of the antibiotics, her itching stopped 50%, and just three doses even more. And I think we're almost, 8 days now? 8 or 9 days? She's almost done, and just very rarely does she do any itching. We just gave her first bath. So the moral of the story is that when I got so kind of, and like I said, we have people on the show, and I totally want to never do anything without traditional medicine, antibiotics. I mean, that's the goal. But sometimes we create the situations, and Doodle created, and I created this one for one reason and one reason only, in my opinion, is to learn that when we become dogmatic about something, like, well, I don't want to go to the vet, they're just going to give you a drug, or I don't want to go to the doctor because they're just going to give you something. Sometimes we create a situation where we need it. There are situations with lung stuff, pneumonia, that you could go into your next lifetime if you don't do an antibiotic. I know there's colloidal silver, there's all kinds of stuff, but sometimes it's just the way it is. So it was a great lesson for me to let go of any kind of idea. Certainly won't go tripping off to the vet anytime anything happens. May never see the fellow again. But the lesson is that Spirit will always do something working with other people or yourself to help you to balance these dogmatic and absolute positions out. Always, always, always. That's what it's there for, to help us get down that middle path. Buddha called the middle path. It's been called the razor's edge by one of my teachers, Paul Twitchell, the narrow way. All spiritual paths talk about this idea in some manner or form. Some of them talk about it very differently. Some are more tuned in than others, but it's all there because it's all based on truth. It's all based on the idea that when we're just dealing out of the ego or the mind, which is, you know, ego and mind. Well, I know, you know, that's the way. You just can't do it. I'm never going to go. So it's a good idea. So what you can learn from this, if you want, is just want to let go of some really dogmatic stuff if you want, and it'll help you to not get your head bumped in the other side, because Spirit will give you a little lesson on the other side to teach you that being dogmatic and absolute about anything is just not a good idea. And you'll just get experiences to teach you that it's not a good idea. It happens all the time. You can see it on planet Earth. You can see it with people you know. You can see it with yourself. So it's fun to take a bit of a... what's the word? It's a bit of a... an audit of yourself sometime. And even you can do it. I've done it. And you write down things that I really believe are this or that. And write them all down. You'd be surprised how many are just beliefs and they're not what you really know or what I really know. And even if they are correct, if we get strong opinions about them, we'll get experiences to teach them that maybe you don't want to do that. It's pretty cool. It's just great being on planet Earth learning this stuff for me. It's November 3rd. 2017, November 3rd, 2017, Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. We have a new product by Daniel Vitalis and Sir Thrival. Check it out. We're with Daniel Vitalis of Sir Thrival. New product, Taboo. Can I guess what that's about?
Yeah, Taboo is our first aphrodisiac elixir. I like to think of it as a chocolate liqueur. Not only rich in chocolate and vanilla and maple, but all of these different herbs which help seduce the senses and help to plump up erectile tissue in the body. There are standardized extracts of epimedium. You've probably heard of that, called horny goatweed. And then ashwagandha as well. But there's also more apama, tribulus, maca, and a good dose of elk antler in there as well. Now, the idea is that it works in the short term to enhance libido and enhance the engorgement of erectile tissue, both in men and women. But it also works long-term, optimizing your sex hormones to increase libido in the long game as well.
Well, that sounds fun, doesn't it? Why not get one for her and one for him? And all Sir Thrival products are on sale. And of course, this new one, Taboo, as well, 10% off right now through November 7th. Click and order. Use promo code ONERADIO. On sale, all Sir Thrival products on OneRadioNetwork.com. Kind of fun, everything. So check it out. You have just a few more days. Get yourself some. Good time. I got some pine pollen. But I love that product. I do one or two dropperfuls every morning, have for many years. The pine pollen, just, it's great. It's really nice. It's a whole food, and it just gets all kind of mojo, hormones, things just, you know, keeping in good shape. And I like the four P's. If you want to try it, guys, or girls, I would do the four P's. We've talked to Daniel about the benefits for gals, too, especially perimenopause kind of thing, where girls are now getting... testosterone shots and BBs and stuff because they feel better when they get testosterone, when they around mid 40s or 50 or 60, whenever you start going through that, the change, as they call it. So promo code ONERADIO. We have kind of a cool thing going on with our sauna, and here's the deal. Only those of you who are hearing my voice at this moment, whether it be live or a podcast, you can email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com, and I'm authorized, I have a little flexibility, as long as we don't put it in print, to give you a deal on the Relax Far Infrared Sauna, normally $1,195. That's the price that they want us to sell for. This is what they said, got to sell for. So I just kept talking to Phil. I just want to sell for less, and I'll make less. I just want to sell more. And so we can do it this way. So it's pretty cool. So just email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. I'll give you a deal. Now, we also have a really beautiful little lamp. It's a far infrared table lamp. And I'm going to put a link on the page. But they sent me one of these. I bought one. It's a gooseneck. That makes absorbing the healing far infrared rays easy. So you can lie it on the floor, put it on your back, put it on your feet, put it on your sore knee. You can put it on your face. Completely safe. Amazing curative effects on eyesight protection, closing your eyes. It's really same technology as the unit that we sit in, same people, but it's a little lamp. Yeah, you know what I mean? Let's see, the retail on that puppy, I think is $229. But I can give you a deal if you want to get the sauna and the lamp. I can give you a nice deal for that too. So the trick is to just email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. I love the lamp. You can, when you're reading or watching a film, you could say you want to boost up a little an organ. Say you want to work on your liver or your kidneys or your thyroid or your heart. Just put that baby on there 10 inches away. Yeah. And you get the warmth and sore muscle. It's really nice. So just email me if you want to work out a deal and I'll fix you up. And then if you live outside the continental U.S., it'll be easy to do the extra shipping. So I'll work it out with you. Previously, a caller from California talked about the wildfires and the rebounder.
She was talking about our issues with the wildfire smoke here and our lymph nodes backing up. But your rebounder, that really, I think, has been very helpful, just going and doing like you said you do. You bounce a couple of minutes every hour or so. I really feel like that has benefited me quite a bit in getting the lymph flowing around, because we're both real active. We're runners and cyclists, and with the smoke, you don't want to go out and suck a lot of that deep into your lungs, so it's really nice to have that available to just go a little, bounce a couple minutes every hour to help move things around. And you can feel it. I mean, to me, when I start noticing that the back of my head's getting kind of plugged up and I can feel, my neck tightening up and that kind of stuff, I just go down there and I hop on it and bounce for 2 or 3 minutes, and I can really feel the flow just start moving again.
Yes, these are really nice units. Lifetime warranty, too. The Rebound Air Rebounder, you can click an order on the front page of our website, and $339 delivered, continental U.S. Live outside of there, just email me and we'll work it out. Click an order, front page, the Lifetime Warranty Rebound Air Rebounder, OneRadioNetwork.com.
Know the source. One Radio Network.
No New Year's Day to celebrate. No chocolate covered candy hearts to give away. No first of spring. No song to sing. In fact, here's just another ordinary day. No
is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com.
Okay. Open Phone Friday. We're live here this morning, November 3rd, 2017. What's on your mind? What is your story? Tell us about yourself. Give us a call. 888 663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. We've had people calling from around the world. That somehow that 888 number works. I don't know. I don't know how that works. We have had some people contact us and wanted to stream our show on some smaller AM, FM radio stations, over 40 around the country. So we're starting that this weekend. Andy's show and the health show. So that'll be fun. We'll see where it goes and what kind of response and new listeners we get. We do a lot of cutting edge, or we're kind of out there, out of the box stuff. So we'll know. But so it's always fun. When somebody contacts you. I've never spent a lot of energy into really, I don't know, really totally expanding out with One Radio Network. Just felt pretty comfortable here. But we're coming up with some more, let's see, responsibilities personal-wise with some financial things that we need to earn some more money here. So it was just, how spirit is, just boop, all of a sudden this person calls and it's how it works, when you need it, it just pops in. It's just crazy amazing. When we ask for things, when we ask God for things, ask Spirit for guidance, it'll pop in there, just so we're open. And it comes in different ways, too. You never know. So I don't like to mold it and say, I want the, give me a brown pony. I just want a brown pony. And I'm using that, of course. If you want a pony, you just say any kind of pony, and I'll take it, and just the right one will come in. Here's an email from Carol. She says, I agree about sometimes we need allopathic meds for our dogs. I give my dogs a flea pill now and then, maybe twice a year rather than every month, as they suggest. Regarding antibiotics, I found giving my dogs vitamin C works incredibly. When my border collie was attacked and needed surgery, they issued a round of antibiotics. I successfully used heavy doses of C crystals twice a day in his food. No infection occurred, and healing was perfect. I used Dr. Mercola's dog enzymes and probiotics support for her itching. He went from crazy biting to calm within days. There you have it. Yep, but I don't know how she got this staff thing. Things just happen. Stuff happens on planet Earth, doesn't it? Stuff happens. We had a fun show yesterday with two people. Madam Giss, she's out of Canada, about being free as soul rather than kind of really fun stuff, pretty wild stuff. I wouldn't try some of the things that she suggests at home, because she ended up in jail for not paying her taxes in Canada. So you don't want to do that. No, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. But if you listen to her words and hear what she's saying, I mean, I think she's absolutely right on target with her whole conjecture about life, and our state of consciousness is the only thing that matters and that creates our experiences. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. And then having said that, you got to really be careful with that when it comes to governments and stuff like that, and quote laws, unquotes, because, well, it gets a little complicated. Let's see if I can give you my opinion on it. We have created all of the things that we have in our life, governments, city councils, whatever, police, people telling us what we can do and what we can't do. This is a karmic thing. This is planet Earth, and we have the Declaration of Independence, and as soul, we are free. Nobody can hurt us. Nobody can possibly pierce us. You know, they can burn you. They can shoot arrows in you. They can do anything. And they can't hurt you. Can't do it. You who are eternal being, it just can't do it. You just... So you, who you really are, cannot be hurt by anyone. Now, people can mess with your body, and that's karma, because we do have a body. We don't, it's not, that's not who we are, but we do have a body, and we have this karmic experience on planet Earth, and we've all created over, you know, 1,000 years or whatever. There's always been governments on planet Earth, I guess probably since the first cave dudes. Some guy said, well, I'm the head cave dude, and call me the president, and whatever. He started telling people what to do. Probably, I don't know. I don't remember back then, but when I lived in a cave. But I can just imagine. I mean, humans do that kind of stuff. That's what they do. It's a human thing, you know, to either lead or be led. So there's always been governments around telling us what to do, taxing us on our money that we earned. And I mean, the whole, if you really talk to some Jesus scholars, and we've talked to a few over the years, that was the whole political thing, what went on with Jesus and the Romans, and it was politics. It wasn't just, it was politics, boy, they wanted him. And he was saying some stuff that, like Madam Giss was saying yesterday. And so they killed him, you know, that's the way it works. John Kennedy was doing things. We did a show on John Kennedy with Andrew last Wednesday on these newly released files, and JFK is a perfect example. I mean, he and Bobby wanted to dismantle the CIA. His quote, famous quote, was to break them into 1,000 pieces. Then he did the famous Secret Society speech, which you could probably find on YouTube. Just Google JFK Secret Society, and he talked about the boys. We call them the boys. He talked about this New World Order kind of people, the deep state, which they're called now, which are, you know, the bankers and CIA and the big pharmaceuticals and all these people, you know, that, you know, the, then you have the neocons in there and the Council on Foreign Relations and the Illuminati and the Rothschild, you know. These all blue bloods and big people that have been trying to tell people how to live for hundreds and hundreds of years. They've been around for 500 years. They're always there. The church was always involved too. God love them. Go back to the King Henry back in the 1400s. Catholic Church was they were top of the heap, cream of the crop. If I can quote Frank Sinatra, what is that song? New York, New York. Yeah, they were it, and you know, they just, people went to war over what the Vatican would say. King Henry, he started his own religion because the Pope wouldn't grant him a divorce, like he needed the Pope. He was king, like he needed the Pope. But that's how the power that the Catholic Church had back then. So churches have always been involved, and they're involved now with the Vatican and Bank of England. So all this stuff, it's been going on for a long time. And these are the people that try to control politicians, and they do a pretty good job. You know, they do a pretty good job of putting the people in that they want, then passing the laws that they want. And it's just our karma. It's just the way it is. And so the long and the short of it is, when it comes to obeying the law and wanting to be sovereign, as Madam Giss was talking about, and as soul, we are sovereign, but... the way it's been set up, and we have, we've done things over our lifetime and our parents that we don't really understand what we've done, and we've entered into what are called adhesion contracts, which means when you do something with the government, that you, the fine print that they don't tell you about, you've made a contract with them. Now, people would argue that, well, if there's something in a contract that was unknown to me, then it doesn't count. It's fraud. And it's true. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you can talk to an attorney and they'll tell you that. If somebody gives you a contract And I don't know, he's got some fine print on page 12, so small you can't see it. And then he wants to enforce that. You could certainly go to court and say, God, judge, come on. So that's true on the face of it. But it's not how it works here because of the whole system and the way it's been put in place. You can't go to a real constitutional common law court and argue your case because they don't exist. And even if you wanted to argue your case in a tax court or a regular court, and you can do that, it's going to cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars to take a federal case to court, hundreds of thousands, with an attorney that's good. I mean, you can get a public defender or somebody that $100 an hour, and it would only cost you $50,000, but you'd lose. Because there's a reason these people charge $500, $600, $700, $800 an hour, because they're good. You know, it's just like, whatever. Top surgeons who can do surgery in utero and amazing stuff, they get paid a lot of money because it's a very high-skilled job. They've earned it. So you can't, nobody's got that kind of money. And then you could lose anyway, even with the best attorney on the planet because, you know, just because of the system. So the long and the short of it is we have got involved with this system, you could call it the Matrix, from day one when we got a birth certificate. You get a birth certificate, you're really signing over your baby as a ward of the state. Whoops. Do you know that? Of course. That's why, whatever, Child Protective Services could come in, knock on your door and take your kid if they don't like what you're doing, because they own them, legally. It's a trip. It's just planet Earth. I don't want you to worry about it or get spooky about it, and we don't talk about this, but it really is the way it works. So you have a birth certificate, and then you get a Social Security number, and then you use Federal Reserve notes, which are dead instruments. They're not money. Just get a driver's license, take out a loan, file one tax return and sign that one, and you're in. And so you're in the system, and you're in the matrix, and so the long and the short of it is pay your taxes. Pay unto Caesar what is Caesar. Pay everything that you owe legally, lawfully, and stop at stop signs. What else? And obey these two laws, and you're going to get along just fine here. Is, in my opinion, do all you have agreed to do. Is this a beautiful? Do all you have agreed to do. This is coined by Richard Mayberry, who's a author, historian, and philosopher. The two laws, do all you have agreed to do, and do not encroach on any persons or their property. 17 words. Do all you have agreed to do, and do not encroach on any persons or their property. You could write that one down. And if you follow those two laws, you're never going to get into trouble. And it will cover everything, in my opinion, everything on planet Earth that the United States government could throw away 4,558,000 laws, and they have rooms full of laws, and just do those two, and it'd cover everything. I challenge you to come up with anything that somebody could do that is not covered by those two things. If you can do one, I'll give you a t-shirt. Patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com or 888-663-6386. This is fun. Do all you have agreed to do, and do not encroach on other persons or their property. Can you think of anything that people could do, you could do, that would not be covered by these two laws? Think we'd have a simple society there if we just had two laws?
SDL Incorporated is offering 3 free CDs to listeners of the One Radio Network on the definition of money, the history of the Federal Reserve, and protecting your wealth, which describes in brief how investors can utilize American gold and silver coins as a portion of your portfolio to provide some physical assets to compensate for the loss that most people now see in paper money, which is perpetually losing value. Please call us at 1-800-468-2646 for your free copies. Just mention that you heard it on the One Radio Network show. 1-800-468-2646.
All right, let's see what's going on here. Stock market's still jamming. Having a party down. Be careful there. You listen to our show on Wednesday. And if you got some real juice in that stock market, Mr. Goss believes, and he's not a collapsitarian. He's not a crashaholic. He's not one of those guys in the financial world that are out there saying the world's going to come to an end and buy what I have and all that. He's never done that. I've known him 25 years. He's never done that. He just talks to us like we're a golden retriever or a small child and explains what's going on. And we were well aware of the whole thing coming down in 2008 when that all happened, because we began the show in the spring, March of 2008, and he talked about it all year long. So he saw it coming. And there's some really strange things coming in the financial world, according to Mr. Goss and many others, but I just listen to him mainly because he's the bomb. And so just be careful if you got your money places where it's not safe, or your investments or whatever, just be careful. Anyway, sorry about that, but stock market is 23,500, never been higher. Gold is 1271, silver is 1698. The dollar is up a little bit, 94.83. Man, it keeps coming back up. Keeps coming back up. So hope you had a chance to hear the special show we did with Andrew Goss on JFK. And that was last Wednesday, and we'll be back with Andrew on next Wednesday. Adam Bergstrom will be here, wow, next Monday. We love Adam. Have you ever taken a lot or some or a little bit or whatever of aloe vera? Aloe vera is great, and you can buy these plants at the, you know, at the little garden store and put them in your window, and they'll grow, they'll do fine all winter long, and you can put them out in the porch in the summer, and they just grow, and just, and they're amazing for burns and stuff like that. We cut them open. You can cut the whole leaf open and put it in, you know, a Vitamix with some lemon juice, something like that, and drink it, and it's amazing for the gut, the tummy, stomach, colon, irritable bowel syndrome, all kinds of stuff. Well, it takes a whole lot of plants to make, I mean, you can imagine. We have a company that we're working with called Stockton Aloe One. I'm on my 11th, let's see, 9, 10, 11. Yeah, on my 11th half gallon, 11 half gallons I've gone through in the past two or three months. I drink it every day. I love this stuff. It's so good for everything inside, smoothing everything out. You can put it on your face, put it on your hair. It is pure, the meat of the aloe vera. They just fillet it, and there's absolutely no chemicals, nothing. Just pew, the bomb. And they freeze it. They freeze it, and that's a way to preserve it without hurting anything in the plant. If you see aloe on the shelf out at the hippie food store, Whole Foods, they have sodium benzoate and stuff like that, and they have to pasteurize it, I believe. I don't know for sure. Maybe the sodium benzoate, I don't know if it's pasteurized, so I can't say. It's an unknown to me. But anyway, this is the way to do it. And if you click on the long horizontal ad right under our slideshow on the front page of One Radio Network, you will see, it'll take you to a spot, and you can order 2 1-half-gallon containers, and you'll get a free, really nice tube of the aloe cream for your face. Really nice. And they come in very tidy little package. It ships right away. You'll get it in a few days, all styrofoamed up, and just a little bit of it is thawed out. You pour that off into a glass, put it in the fridge, drink that in 3, 4, 5 days, and put the rest in the freezer and just thaw it out when you need it. And it's fresh, it's bitter, and it's the real deal. And you have, even if you have the perfect stomach, it'd be good to do this because there's so many good things going on. Ken Rolla says there's ormus gold in it and just a lot of stuff. A lot of great things, a lot of nutrients, very healing for all parts of your body. And I suspect that a lot of the stuff that we manage to ingest, you know, through the air and through the water like this, this aloe helps to soothe that off, any inflammation, things like that. So it's right on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com.
Broadcasting live, weekday mornings, this is listener-supported One Radio Network.
There's got to be a morning after if we can hold on through the night. We have a chance to find the sunshine. Let's keep on looking for the light. Oh, can't you see the morning? It's waiting right outside the storm. Why don't we cross the bridge together and find the place that's safe and warm?
We talk about your health, wealth, and well-being on OneRadioNetwork.com. Once again, here's Patrick.
It's Open Phone Friday. Phones are kind of quiet. A lot of listeners today. What's you just kind of shy? That's okay. If you want to call and talk, you can do that. 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. It is November 3rd, 2017. Adam Bergstrom will be here Monday. Oh, boy. It's interesting to watch what's going on planet Earth. I just fascinated by life and how it works. And there was a time, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, maybe 80s, I don't know, where Hollywood was like the center of the world when it came to everything with film. And as you all know now, films are like the number one content on the planet. This is the most valuable content that there is. Isn't that amazing? Think about it. This is like, films are like the iPhones. I mean, it's just, this is what people want because they can watch them anywhere. They watch them now on their phones. They watch them everywhere. So there was a day when Hollywood was everything. They had the market. They still think they do, but they don't. But just like anything on planet Earth, when you overreach, and when you get too full of yourself, and then you start doing things like they've been doing to the women and the guys for a long time, and all this stuff's coming out. This is simply karma all unwinding. And you'll look back and it'll be a good thing. It'll be a good thing for films. Because we learn best when we learn our best lessons when times are hard. And times are hard for Hollywood and the whole Hollywood culture. And I don't think Hollywood will be the center of the universe any longer. And it's going to be a good thing for films to have more opportunities for writers, directors, distributors around the world and around the country, rather than have the juggernaut being there where they had so much control. But as you can just look back and see what they happened, I mean, they used to have it. There were times when the studio owned an actor like Jimmy Stewart or Humphrey Bogart. Can you imagine? One studio owned these. They signed them up. They couldn't work for anybody else. I mean, that's how much control they had over these people. Imagine the kind of silliness, terrible things that were going on with the whole sex stuff that's coming out the last couple months. Imagine what was going on there. So the control, though, it always happens. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. As the saying goes, karma is such that it will come back and get you someday. And this is what's going on, in my opinion, right now. It's what's going on. Hollywood has been losing their grip financially for years. This past summer was the worst. As far as percentage-wise of people that went to the theater, and this is where they really get their money. $10 and the popcorn and the whole stuff. Well, I think the theater makes the popcorn money, but it's, I think, the $10 ticket. That's what when you hear the gross on a movie, that's what they're talking about, is the gross that comes. But all kinds of movies that had huge budgets just sucked. You know, even the Blade Runner thing. I mean, it was an incredibly highly publicized movie. Harrison Ford. Who's the fellow? Whatever. Ryan Gosling, and it was the follow-up to the original Blade Runner, which is really cool. And, I mean, it cost them $150 million to make this thing, and they've only made $80 million, and it's kind of like it's fading out. It's gone. In this country, it's $300,000 yesterday it made. That's it. So all these movies, American made, Tom Cruise movie, made about half so far what they thought. George Clooney's movie, Suburbicon, which is going to be really a blockbuster kind of thing. Coen Brothers, right? He directed it. $3 million for the whole movie. That's all he's made, and it's fading. They're taking it out. So it's just not happening for Hollywood. Because they make dumb movies. They just make stupid movies. So they're going to learn. But anyway, so I think this is all going to be good for you who like to watch films. It's going to be a little messy, as it always is when things change. It gets messy and terrible. But, you know, it happens the same way in our lives, you know. We go through really, really dumb things, and then it's always darkest before the dawn, and then we come out the other side and there's light and say, wow, man, that was weird. Woo, boy, what, shoot, man, I'm glad I burned through that one. So we always learn our best lessons when times are hard. It's kind of fun, is it, when you think about it? I've known so many people we've talked to over the years that they come on the show and they say, oh, man, my cancer was the best thing that ever happened to me. The best thing that ever happened to me. Because all they learned about who they were and how they created this and what they needed to do to uncreate it, you know, their emotions and their spiritual stuff and what a huge role it played in their cancer, and it does. So it's really fascinating. Working on my second draft of this book I'm writing, and my conjecture, my opinion, we create these diseases so we can learn and grow spiritually. That's why we do it. So we can say, okay, well, I think I need to change here because this is not working. It is not working. I don't think this is working. Yeah, we get sick. Body doesn't like it when we worry. Doesn't like it at all. Okay, let's get some emails here. What are we doing? Yeah, we had quite a few comments on the show we did with Carolyn Borman on the thyroid, and you might want to listen to that show if you're interested in learning more about your little thyroid. It's an amazing little gland right there in your neck here, right there. Tracy writes in, I've been on Armour Thyroid for 19 years. Wow. I cannot take synthetic because it causes debilitating migraines to the point, I'm at the point for trying to figure out a way to make my own. Any experience out there? Make your own? Well, just get your own pick. Yeah, there's a place called, we have it on our show page. I can grab it for you. Where you can get pure pig thyroid. It's just pure pig thyroid. I don't know whether it has all the T1s, T4, T3s, T4s. I want to try and find out. But I know it has T3 and T4. I don't know if it has T1 and T2 or not. But there's one you can get out of, it's either Thailand or Vietnam. I think it's Vietnam, one of those places. And it's on our website. If you go to Carolyn Borman, B-O-R-M-A-N, scroll down on the front page. And let's see. Don't we have that? Oh. I might have to put that on there. Oh, we don't have it here. Okay. Missed that. Okay. I'll be done. Okay, I need to find it. There's a place where you can get this out of Thailand or Vietnam. Really inexpensive. And it's, Carolyn says it's very clean. It has less cellulose than the Armour or Synthroid and that stuff. So she thinks it's a better product. And really inexpensive. And you can play around with it and see if you can boost it up. I'm kind of playing around with it myself. I bought some. My body temperature seems to be running a bit lower than what, quote, normal is. My Ayurvedic physician says, don't worry about that. He said, I don't think about that. I wouldn't chase a number like 98.6. He's probably right. He generally turns out to be. Anyway, I got some. So I'm experimenting with it a little bit, just taking a little razor blade, taking a sliver just for fun, just as an experiment, see if my body temperature goes up a little bit. I run about 97.5. Because you know me, I like to experiment with things. That's the only way I learn. Even my Ayurveda fellow, who I love and known forever and trust, I'm not going to take anybody's word for anything. I need to see for myself. Because we're all different. He doesn't know me as well as I know me. And nobody knows you as well as you know you. So you want to always just find out for yourself. And the only way to do is experiment. The worst that happens is you say, I don't want to do that anymore. So I'm taking little slivers. And I bought this really cool little device on Amazon, and you stick it in your ear. They, Doug and Mel, say that when you, the most accurate body temperature is the infrared ear thing, about $20, and you just poke it in your ear, press a button, it goes beep. Really accurate, I believe. At this point, it's a belief, but I read the reviews and read about them, and I think it is. But you can go on Amazon and find one. Please go through our website, if you will. We always like to link you up to our website and we get a commission. Anyway, so it's really cool if you can check your temperature 3, 4, 5 times a day. You're walking by the table. Oh, boop. See what it is. So I've only taken a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So she said it usually takes 7 days to 10 days to find out if it moves the temperature. And in theory, the temperature is the most accurate way to detect whether or not your thyroid is happy and how you feel. I feel really good. I don't have any health concerns. I'm just rocking and rolling, getting stronger. But, you know, it's possible. Hey, I'm open. Possible that my low thyroid's been pokey for a long time. I've had all kinds of thyroid pokiness in my family. So I could have pokey thyroid karma. And maybe it boosts up a little bit. I feel better. I don't know. There's no way of knowing. I mean, you know, if you feel a certain way for 10, 20, 30 years, how would you know? Say, well, I feel great. Well, how would you know if you could even have more energy, more clarity, sleep better, poop better, whatever you do better? Who knows? So I like to experiment. Just one big experiment this lifetime, isn't it? I think.